Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented as always by the good people at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, emp180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville is here.
Hello, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? What up?
That is your foursome as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Junks Radio, and you can text us 1-800-636-1067 on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. We got Coach Scott Brooks joining us today, head coach of the Wizards. They had a practice with seven guys yesterday because Saberanski's in concussion protocol. Tim Frazier broke his nose and is having surgery. And I guess a couple other guys just weren't available. So we'll talk to Coach Brooks about that.
So they're going to sign a guy or two?
Sounds like they're sniffing around Ty Lawson.
I saw that yesterday.
Ty Lawson, Derrick Rose.
Did I see Ramon Sessions?
Ramon Sessions saw his name as well.
Is he available?
Nobody picked him up? Wow.
I don't know. I don't know who he's playing for.
He was with
a free
agent. Wasn't he with the Knicks?
As of recently. But they've got a 100 point guards, it seems like, in New York. Trey Burke is there. The rookie, is it Nikitalina? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
The French dude?
Jarrett Jack is there. I'm probably missing a few others.
He did play a little bit with the Knicks.
They got blasted last night.
He played 13 games with them.
We'll talk to Coach Brooks about that. Jay Beagle joins us at 8:40, so we'll talk about the Caps. I believe they're in Winnipeg.
Yeah, they started a four-game roadie. Winnipeg, yes. I believe, is the first stop.
Coming off a very disappointing overtime loss, right, where some people are saying arguably the worst period.
It was dreadful. Because I was watching that game with my daughter in the basement, and it was a competitive game up until like the last 3 minutes of the second period, and it became a full-on gong show at that
point. I believe they were outshot 17-2 in that period.
I heard Braden Holtby lost his mind in the dressing room.
Did he?
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll get into that with Beagles. Now they did salvage a point out of it,
they
but
did.
That game was a debacle.
Right.
Don't think that it wasn't.
Yeah. Also, 3-0 in the second, right?
Yeah.
Also on the show today, Tom Rinaldi's going to join us. Remember yesterday, Jason was talking about this piece on SC Featured about the Cardinal Newman High School football team, which didn't have a home because of the wildfires, but they went all the way to the state championship. So we'll talk to Tom Rinaldi about that.
Oh, we're having Rinaldi on? The guy likes to make you cry?
Yeah, he's not going to make me cry today.
No, he won't do it.
I will not cry.
Talk to him about Tiger Woods as well.
Yeah. He interviews him. I don't really care. He's not like a golf expert.
No, but he covers golf.
Yeah, sure. I'm psyched. I'm ready for Tiger to tee off. Do we have tee times yet, Valdez? Do we know? We don't know that yet. Maybe today.
No.
Today would be the day, I would think.
Yeah, probably later.
You guys got to know.
They have prop bets out, though.
And what are they? Oh, Tiger making the cut, I thought I saw it was minus 140, right? Plus 110.
Yeah, coming back.
To miss. I actually think he's going to miss the cut.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You think Riviera is harder than Torrey?
Yeah, it's tighter.
Definitely is.
It's tighter, and if he's stubborn, he goes out there and just wails away, and he's smarter than that. But if that's what he decides to do, I don't think he'll make the cut. But that's just one dumb opinion. I would bet against it.
He
can't drive like he did 2 weeks ago.
Who won that last year? Was it DJ?
Yeah,
DJ won last year. Yep.
So I parked this morning in the parking lot, has that sign, it's officially shutting down.
Right, as of
Friday. And the last couple of days, because I've had the rental car, I have to fill out a little claim check thing, giving my phone number because I have the rental car. And the guy's not familiar with my car. And I said, I'm sorry. And he's like, no problem, only four more days.
Right.
So he doesn't even care.
Yeah, he's punt city.
I said, I'll be back to my regular car on Thursday. But anyway, I arrived here right when Adam Epstein was arriving.
Right.
AWOD, who still has the crooked Redskins Nation sticker.
Right.
And a dangling license plate.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Did we know he had a dangling license plate?
I made fun of him one time because I went to his car and his car was a big mess and shocker, the outside looked terrible.
Why don't you get a screw for that, stupid?
So anyway, I end up walking into the building with Adam and he says, yeah, I know because the Arlington County Police had to tell me that this weekend. I was like, oh yeah, what happened? Did you get pulled over for speeding? No, shocker. He ran out of gas on a highway.
On a highway. I can't, Joan. That's happened to me within the last year. So
I've run out of gas a bunch, but on a highway, that's a terrible beat. The cops had to come, I guess, help him.
Yeah.
And his friend had to take an Uber to get gas.
Embarrassing.
That's just the worst.
What? Hey, stupid. Why did you run out of gas? How did you allow that to run? I mean, what are you doing? You're not checking?
I hadn't driven my car for 2 days, and then it was on empty, and my friend was just supposed to drop me off at the mall real quick, just a mile up the road, and we ran out of gas right outside the Pentagon. It was sketchy as hell.
So you knew you were low on gas, but you thought you could make it?
I thought we could grasp at it.
But why wouldn't you just go to the gas station first and just make sure you tidy that up?
You had to get to the mall immediately.
I had to get there for the FIFA tournament, yeah.
What was the FIFA
Perfect
tournament?
Perfect millennial destination.
What's the FIFA tournament? They have like some happy hour thing?
Well, they had a tournament that I paid $10 to play in.
So he's probably showing up playing against a bunch of snot-nosed 12-year-old kids that are whipping his ass, but he shows up late because he runs out of gas.
So he told me yesterday, I said, did you have another just typical terrible weekend? And he goes, no, I met a girl. And he did? Oh. He goes, yeah, I met her. I don't know where in Arlington.
A real girl?
That's the highlight
of
the weekend.
Or like a virtual girl while he's playing FIFA.
No, he met like a real girl, and I said like a six. He said, yeah, probably about a six.
Right.
And he was gonna meet her again yesterday, I think, for a drink or something. Is that what we were supposed to do?
Yeah. So the plan was supposed to be a movie and drinks.
Okay. So what happened?
And so basically, the date started at my Safeway. Because I decided to go over there with a bottle of wine. So I picked up a bottle of Merlot, which my buddy told me was silly.
Right.
And,
okay.
So I went over to her place, and I was ready to, like, you know, take her out.
So hold on. This is the first time you've ever met her, and you're bringing a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
All right.
It seems a little aggressive.
Do you know how to spell a Merlot?
I mean, I have it up right in front of me now.
Oh, okay. Without that, no.
Yeah.
The
without,
no.
Yeah, without that, I mean, on my Google page, I... Merlow. So
right.
That's
exactly
what I figured.
But the correct spelling did come up. You know, yeah. Thank you, Google.
How could you possibly think it was Merlow? I mean, you've never seen
because
that before.
He's dumb.
I mean, it is how you spell low.
I know, but I mean, how could you possibly think that?
The balls to show up to her house with a bottle of
does that ever happen?
Cheap, bottle of cheap wine,
cheap Merlot, like probably $8 Merlot, like your first date. That's pretty, I don't know, it's aggressive, but God bless you. So what happened?
Well, I mean, it was either Merlot or Yellowtail, and I know Yellowtail is very nubs.
Right. Okay, yeah, so go ahead.
See commercials wine, for that on TV.
Well, not for you. Over there.
Yeah. Not for you. It might as well be a $100 bottle of wine.
Right. I suppose it's better than just bringing some cheap beer, right?
Right.
I something. Guess. I don't know.
So you show up at her place with wine, and then what happens?
And she says, you know what, I'm kind of tired. Would you mind staying in and watching The Bachelor with me?
Oh,
wow.
Give that two thumbs up. Watch Ari. Like,
I mean, you
that's
know.
Also cheaper because you don't have to take her out to eat.
It's definitely cheaper.
And I mean, you're halfway home. If you know.
Yeah, you crack that bottle of Merlot with a W and,
right.
Who
and
knows
see what happens.
What is this girl's living situation? Does she live by herself? Does she have roommates?
She had a studio apartment.
Mm.
Nice. She's actually successful.
Somewhat.
It sounded like it.
So go ahead. So then?
So we watched The Bachelor.
Have you already broken open the wine? Do you even know how to open a bottle of wine?
Yeah, I definitely scored points for being able to open the bottle of wine.
Nice.
Did the wine bottle have a cork or was it twist
off? No, it was a cork.
All right, good job.
Silly had to use two hands, twist it in there.
Right.
Pop the bottle, pour us each a glass, go talking, watching The Bachelor. We were having a good time, but I'm not going to lie, she talked my ears off for like 2 hours.
Is she legit like a six? Or five.
I mean, she's cute.
She is?
No, you can't be cute in the six.
Do you have a pick?
Yeah.
How did you meet her? Did you meet her online?
I met her at a house party.
Right.
Silly house party.
I think he said she was impressed with his beer pong skills.
1993 movie.
Cakes, he said she was impressed with his beer pong skills.
No woman is impressed with a man's beer pong skills. I refuse to believe that.
Oh, you got to see. If you're sinking every cup, chicks notice.
Right. All right. So go ahead. So then she's talking your ear off.
Yeah, and we're watching The Bachelor. And
right. And?
Start getting closer.
She smells your breath.
No, right? she kept like smiling at me and like basically looking at me to make a move.
Oh. You really think she was?
Oh, yeah. I know it.
All right. Okay.
Because she started saying something about giving her the eyes.
Right.
What? And so I just went in for it, and it was good.
Right.
And then when things started getting hot and heavy, she basically kicked me out.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's a first night.
She is smart.
Right. So what, you started, like, groping her and stuff?
I mean, not, no.
Well, I mean, kind of.
I mean, it did get silly, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this girl's in any position to kick anyone out.
Is that right?
Oh, oh, you've seen her?
What do you think? Are we talking about? Like a Brett Favre?
No. Valdez is clubbing.
What are we talking about here?
Could be the love of his life. He could end up marrying this woman.
A Bubby Brister?
What were the chicks that he got with in college?
Oh, I saw one of them. It looked like a turtle.
Yeah.
I have a wide range.
He did go to Maryland.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, but at least I know what I'm doing.
Drabby, what do you think?
She's A1 level.
Yeah, like a 2.
maybe a step ahead of him, but
maybe a Mark Mosley 3.
I mean, I wouldn't be sized to like show her off.
Yeah. So and then,
he was quick to show us the picture. I wouldn't have been so quick.
Yeah. So then
you might have fumbled with the phone for a while.
Yeah, I would have forgotten my passcode.
Like you didn't have it.
Yeah, my thumbprint is not working.
She's the only 23-year-old not on Facebook. I have a pick.
Hey, Awad. So you're kissing her, and then what do? You start kind of like, you know, touching her body or whatever, and then what happens?
So we're on the couch. I mean,
yeah,
we were on the couch, and I started like sliding my hands behind her.
Right.
You know.
Right. Like you getting skin on skin.
Oh, yeah.
Did she ever hook the Rooney?
No, I would have been sized, Lurch.
Never. Yeah. That never happened.
Lurch,
yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
You think I'd be with this face right now?
Lurch.
If it would have happened?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
No, I'm tired. And
very disappointed.
So hold on. So you start kind of like touching her skin a little bit, and then is she starting to play defense? She starts pulling your hand back?
No, she didn't really play defense.
Until?
Yeah.
And when?
He went for the jugular.
Yeah,
he went for the jugular.
I kind of just said, you know what? It's like 11:30.
It's
Monday night. I'm going to shoot my shot.
It's going down or not.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so
she's Dikembe.
She Dikembe'd you.
Yeah.
And then what'd you do?
How
quickly did you leave as soon as she Dikembe'd
you? She Dikembe'd me. I went to the bathroom. I tried one more shot. Dikembe'd me again. And then she was like, I'm going to walk you outside, and you need to leave.
Then he ran out of gas on the way home.
So it's over.
No. She, when we were downstairs, she says she wants to go out on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it was just her just saying, hey, I'm not going to give him any skins on the first night. But next second night, it might just be on.
How old is she?
23.
And what does she do for a living?
Some kind of a consulting job.
Oh, I mean, she makes way more money than you.
Yeah.
Consultants make good money.
It's smarter than you.
She was telling me she got a promotion. She was talking numbers.
Right.
I don't even know.
And then you had to shoot back. Like, you're like, that I'm in the negative once I have to start paying for
and
parking.
Then you said, what does a promotion mean? What does that word mean?
Because that'll never happen in my life.
Don't spell promotion in front of her.
Yeah, please don't.
Did you tell her you're going to spend more monthly on parking and your monumental purchases than you bring in?
Right. You can't take her out for a nice date because you eat a Lunchable every single day.
I have an update on the parking situation for AWOD, though.
You do? What is the update?
A nice listener reached out to me and said that he wants to offer me his Zone 6 parking pass for entire 2018.
That's so what does that mean?
So I'm going to completely nub it.
What does that mean?
Now, so here's the
thing. Is that where we work in Zone 6? Does that mean you can park anywhere? What
herein
does that mean?
Lies
I'm
the
hoping
rub.
We're in Zone
it's
6.
It's near Navy Yard.
Oh,
now,
that's a
Navy
hike.
Navy Yard is over near where.
Worth it for him.
Probably worth it for him, but it's going to be, I would guess, a good 12 to 15
yeah,
minutes.
He can't afford $200 a month. He can't afford $200 a month. He's down to the felt already.
No, he could. He just has to stop going to like is the stuff going to these $10 FIFA parties and stuff, and you know, buying Merlot and you know, just it's Lunchables every day.
Did you take the deal?
Yeah, well, he's getting the pass delivered to him.
All right, so you got $200 a month.
I told him I could introduce him to the Junks. Is that okay?
No.
That's part of the exchange.
You know what? We'll see. Can introduce him to Cakes. Cakes will hang out with him.
By the way, did you even make it to the FIFA tournament? Not that I really care.
I did, but I had already like half gotten eliminated.
Oh, you got smoked by somebody. It's okay. It's okay to fess up.
The kid looked 14. I wanted to punch him in the face.
I told you. Yeah.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Let's
shift that picture over here, by the way.
As I mentioned, on the show today, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Washington Wizards, Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals for the Morning Skate.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Yeah, I have something going on with my face. It's not visible unless I actually grow out my stubble.
Okay.
If I don't shave for it, it's the weirdest thing. So I never grow my beard out, really. I might go a weekend, sometimes 3 or 4 days. But I do have stubble everywhere because that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I have a little spot like that has nothing now.
You have a bare spot?
It's weird. Like, it just went away.
It stopped growing?
I don't know. My wife said maybe that because last night I just kept feeling it. Like, why is this, like, nothing? And then you have, like, stubble right here on the chin. And then there's, like, this blank spot. How does that happen?
It happened to me once where I scraped into something, and it pulled the hairs out of it. And then I had a little empty spot. But I don't know.
Because I've had... It's right in the kind of like a goatee area where it just went away.
And you used to be
her theory is that there's a part of my leg which doesn't. I mean, I have hairy legs.
Yeah,
but there is a part which is like gone because when I go to sleep, sometimes I'll rub my foot on the leg and like that spot like all of a sudden has no hair.
Yeah,
that maybe I've just been doing this so much.
Maybe you've been in thicker polos too long.
I rubbed it out. Is that possible?
Well, I'm telling you, I had something scrape against my chin once, and I stopped growing hair there in a certain
area.
That's
what I thought. It's so weird because there's, I mean, literally nothing.
Yeah. Like you never grow your hair out anyway. You're such a neat freak. You always shave.
I apologize for being clean and shaving. Jeez.
Well, no, but some guys will let their hair grow.
I do on weekends. A lot of times on weekends I don't shave.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll go like a week.
Not on this show.
No.
Yeah. Maybe on vacation.
Yeah. Vacation, exactly.
But you're not like Cakes and I, as a matter of routine, don't you?
I have to because
I'll never be clean shaven again.
I shaved yesterday morning before work,
yeah.
And then this morning, it looks like there's like a big brown spot because all of a sudden there's a bare spot. Like it's
nobody can notice.
It's just weird.
By the way, I saw the picture of Awad's date yesterday. I mean, listen, she's no 10, but. It's a home run for him.
Right.
For him, it's a home run. She seems like she's like a nice smile.
Yeah.
Seems like a happy kid, you know, person. It's a home run for him.
Like she's got a good job.
Seems like it.
Maybe found a soulmate.
I doubt it.
Please.
I doubt it. I think once
she's
going to
realize
the
error of her ways.
She figures out he spells Merlot, Merlow. I think he's done. But until that point, I mean, I would go for it. What's the plan for the next date, Adam?
I think the next date will have to be the movie then. The movie and drinks.
I actually have to go see the movie. The problem with the movie date is there's no communication. That's just like...
That's probably a plus for him.
EB, I need that though. Like, I mean, yeah, right. I had a really good time last night, but she was just talking the whole time.
What did she talk about?
Everything. I mean, I found out stuff about her family. I mean...
That's good. That's good.
So she's that interested. I mean, it's what you want, but...
Did she ask you about you at all?
Yeah.
And what did you tell her? Did you lie? Did you embellish?
No.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
Did she go to school, by the way? Did you figure that out?
Good question.
James Madison.
Okay.
Silly.
Is she from this area or?
No, she's from Connecticut. From Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah,
all probably right, has let's some open money. Up the Junkie Sports page, Jason.
Okay.
Why don't we do that? All I right. opened the door.
Or are you getting tired
for
of it?
AY, but let's not go too far.
Talking about the zombies let's, that he dates.
Let's not kill our ratings, okay? Can we do that? Please?
I think I want to hear an update later in the week after the next date.
How much of the Olympiad did you log last night?
Zero.
See? Anybody? Nobody?
Nope. Zero.
Nothing?
Watch Velocity Network.
Damn.
I watched only... Chloe Kim. I got sized.
Chloe Kim, she's a freaking stud.
Snowboarder.
Oh, my God. She's a stud.
I'm just 17. Waiting for... Sean White.
That's tonight. Sean White goes tonight.
Is Chloe Kim American?
She's yep. American. She's the daughter of South Korean immigrants. The dad started on her snowboard at about age 4. She's raised in California. 17 years old. She pretty much blew away the field. So she won the half pipe gold for the Americans. Aerial gold actually won the bronze. So we got 2 medals last night in the half pipe.
I was just trying to figure out, I get how kids become skiers. And if they excel, they start doing races. I can understand how they become snowboarders. I don't get how you become a loser or a skeleton guy.
I don't
guy.
Either. I think you just have
like,
to...
Like, are those the people that are in ski races and they're always finishing last and they need people to do these things?
Know,
you know what I mean?
Question.
I actually think you probably just grow up near some place that has, like, a there's luge a, run.
But there can't be a ton of people doing it, right?
I wouldn't think either.
How do you get into skeleton? How do you get into that?
I think you have to grow up near that.
I mean, right? You know how big these tracks are? They're ridiculous.
You know
there
what?
Was a girl who was a ski jumper, American. Yeah. She's from Michigan. And she grew up on her parents' farm.
Right.
So her and her brother would build mini ski jump, you know, ramps
okay.
or hills. So that's how she got into it.
Maybe
I don't
they're
know
born
how they
into it.
It.
Maybe their parents were losers. And they've raised them from, you know, when they were kids and just threw them on the sled. And that's how they became silly. I don't know.
But in the United States of America, country of at least 330 million people.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 350 million people. I don't know how many we have. Are there 1,000 people that do the luge?
I don't know. I would take the under. And I never take the under.
That's a great question.
I'd probably go under.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... You want your kid to be an Olympian.
I mean, where do you practice
There's
luge?
No glory. You could be...
You practice maybe Lake Placid? Is that luge run still up and running? That
somewhere in Colorado.
In Colorado, the U.S. Olympic Training Center.
No idea. Maybe they train in Europe.
And I doubt anybody knows. 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Clean List of Lines. My guess, again, is they're the kids that were skiers, but they're not excelling. Like, Lindsey Vonn blew by them.
Yeah, I don't know.
All the best skiers blew by them. They know that there's no future there. They're already out there on the mountains and slopes. And boom, they say, you know what? Do you guys need losers? Of course we need losers. All right, let's teach them.
I don't know, but these athletes are unbelievable.
Remember, like, the bobsled team, like, they would recruit Herschel Walker.
Right.
How many people
are doing these things?
Well, that's Sam McGuffey is on the bobsled team right now. And if that name sounds familiar, he was a former high school viral superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Michigan to play running back.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bunch of concussions. I think he had a tryout with the Cardinals for a while. And now he's on the bobsled team.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, just a sick athlete.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it, football. And it's sick, and you could maybe could compete and win a spot and be in the Olympics or something. But I mean,
have you seen the
skeleton?
The girls?
You just need to be kind of skinny, right? You just lay on your back.
I don't know. You obviously have to.
I don't know
how
skinny though. I mean, they're strong. Have you seen the girls in the bobsled team? Those girls are a bunch of Zach Browns.
Well, they gotta be strong as hell to move.
Oh
that
my
sled.
God! The one girl, one of them went to GW.
Uh huh.
She is massive. Her legs are like. She looks like a linebacker.
Well, think about it. You got to have a world-class start.
All of them, yeah.
You know?
So, Drabby, so you logged some time at the Olympics. Good.
Got a little bit of size.
I'm proud. Chloe Kim's money.
I got one of these browsers here. I got the speed skating live stream.
Oh, you're watching?
I get a little bit of size.
So you got speed skating tonight, or actually today. I was wrong, Cakes, when I said yesterday that a lot of it was pre-recorded.
Okay.
A lot of it is live.
Yeah.
Most of it's live.
Right.
I was just watching the U.S. women's hockey team play Finland on tape, so I just assumed a lot of it was pre-recorded. But you were right; a lot of it is live. Apparently, it's the most live coverage ever in the history of the Winter Olympics.
It, trust me, it's not because I'm watching a lot of it live. I've just seen a billion promos where they're saying first ever Olympics.
No, you're right.
Basically live coverage.
No, you're right, because they're 14 hours ahead. So everything that's going on in the morning right now is all local time over there. It's in the evening. And
right.
The prime time tonight is all tomorrow during the day for them. So it's all live. Pretty
Somebody's tweeting that one of our women, one of our American losers, Googled how to get into losing after seeing it in the 2010 games, and now she's an Olympian.
That's pretty cool.
That's how you do it. Let's go to Chris in Alexandria. Yesterday, I believe we took one call. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. How are you?
Hey, man. My daughter, we live here in Alexandria with T.C. Williams High School. She was on a junior luge team about 15 years ago. It was sponsored by Bell Atlantic back then, and they had a competition where you could show up on the weekend and do a skills testing, run, jump, that kind of thing, and then they put you on a luge sled with wheels and pushed you down a hill just to see what kind of aptitude you had, and she got chosen. And she did it for about 3 years. She'd travel up to Lake Placid for a week or two here and there during the winter and practice. Actually, the girl that won the medal, she raced with her for a season or two.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So they're actually recruiting people to participate in the sport.
Yeah, back then they did. I don't know what they're doing today, but about 15 years ago, they had an active a thing where they tried to get people to come on the team.
Got you.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Of course you have to recruit people to it. People aren't just going to naturally gravitate towards being luge and skeleton participants. How could you? It doesn't seem easily accessible, at least not around here.
Well, Erin Hamlin goes today. So Erin Hamlin was the flag bearer for the U.S. And I think she's going for a medal tonight. Actually, it's local time there. It'll be 7:15 a.m. today.
By the way, so you watched a lot of Olympics. Did you watch the season opener of Homeland?
Not yet. I did not
watch
that.
Well, he's in bed by 9.
No, but it was on Sunday. He DVR'd.
No, I could have watched it. Yeah, but when I got home, I watched the Olympics during the day, and then I had some stuff going on, and then I had the podcast, Big Fat Winners, which is up and running, and then I had, I just started watching more. I watched Chloe Kim in primetime.
You better get it in, because Walking Dead comes back soon.
And I watched the Tar Heels just boat race the Irish last night.
You know that? Walking Dead's back. End of this month.
Yep, good. I'll have a ton of stuff to watch. All right, so NBA last night. So it wasn't a great card, but there's a couple of interesting nuggets. The Pellies beat Detroit in Detroit, 118-103. Anthony Davis had 38 in that game.
He's pretty good, Cakes.
Yeah, he's pretty
decent.
Solid.
The Knicks are awful. I think they've lost 6 or 7 straight now. Of course, Porzingis out for the year. TJ McConnell off the bench had a triple-double. First Sixer ever to do that. 25th player in NBA history to have a triple-double off the bench. He had 10, 10, and 11. Sixers rolled the Knicks by 16.
Starting to hear that.
By the way, the Sixers
ben
and the Flyers
may
since
not
the
win
Super
Rookie
Bowl
of the year.
Are 8-0. There you go. There's nice. A little trend. Sixers, Flyers since the Super Bowl undefeated.
How'd Ben Simmons do? Because I'm starting to hear a lot more buzz for Donovan Mitchell for Rookie of the Year, and Utah has been on a streak. I think they've won 8 or 9 in a row.
Utah's won 10 straight. Simmons had 13, 6, and 6 last night, 4 steals. All five starters for the Sixers.
He's averaging 16, 7, and 7.
May not be a lock for Rookie of the Year. Take a look at Donovan Mitchell, who's now leading that Utah team.
Yeah, well, let's see what he did last. Joe Ingles had 20 last night for Utah. Last night for Utah, he was 9 for 28, Donovan Mitchell. 9 for 28, but had 25.
Donovan Mitchell's averaging 19, 3, and 3. So, I mean, I guess whatever you're into.
He was jacking up last night. And the Warriors beat the Suns by 46.
And that was basically without Steve Kerr coaching. He said, I'm going to let you guys run this game because, hello, it's the Phoenix Suns.
They
we're going to pound
Did he explain
them.
His rationale for that? Because that is disrespectful.
Yeah, because he was bored.
No, honestly. What did he say? The reason for that was.
I didn't read the story. No idea.
Jared Dudley, who's on the Suns, said it was disrespectful, but he said, you know what?
Can't blame him.
If teams are just going to boat race us by 40, then you know what? We have to get better.
Right. It's on us, ultimately.
Yeah. So their GM talked to them or president or owner about the technicals. Golden State's been racking up a bunch of technicals, including Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically lectured them after one of the games.
So the Suns lost to the Spurs last week by almost 50, and they lose to the Warriors last night by 46.
Let's go to Matt.
They're gross.
In Philly. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Junkies. How are you guys?
Hey, man. What's up,
Matt?
So I got a friend whose stepdaughter is actually one of the U.S. bobsledders. All and right. She grew up in New Jersey.
Which one is it?
And Jamie Grubel-Poser.
Right. The blonde. Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. She got a bronze medal over at Sochi. Anyway, she grew up in New Jersey and was a went into track and running and went to college somewhere in upstate New York. I think it was Cornell, but just somewhere up there, and somehow got recruited into doing bobsledding.
That makes sense.
And they were using the runs up there. I don't know if it's Lake Placid, but somewhere up there where the bobsled runs are, and that's where they were training. So that's how she got into it. It wasn't like she was doing it from when she was a kid. It was just her ability to, you know, sprint and run, mm-hmm. take off down that stretch there.
Right. That makes sense.
And have the guts to stay in the bobsled.
And then, so what does she do? Like a two-man, three-man? What is it? Which one?
I believe she's two-man. Two, I think.
It's two and two, yeah.
That's all they do?
Well, I don't know. The four girls that I saw interviewed are two and two.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure there is a four-man. I'm not sure if that's the women's or men's. But this girl, Erin Hamlin, who's
appreciate it,
today, she actually got involved when she was like 12 up in Syracuse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's all up there, upstate New York.
It has to be someplace where it's winter like 8 months out of the year.
It's got
to
be in your world.
Yeah. She related to Denny Hamlin?
Don't think so. College hoops last night. Carolina blasted Notre Dame 83-66. So Matt Farrell, who is the leading scorer for Notre Dame, was 3-for-18 and 1-for-12 from three last night. 3-for-18, and he just killed Florida State over the weekend. He had like 28 or 29, but last night couldn't hit a shot. So North Carolina beats Notre Dame by 17. West Virginia finally won a game. They beat TCU by 16, 82-66. If you're a Bucknell or a Colgate fan, actually, if you went to Colgate, you're not happy about your team's performance last night in the final 55 seconds because they're leading Bucknell by 10 with 55 seconds to play.
I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. With the way threes are shot
up
today.
Up 10 with 55 seconds
like that's
to play.
They'll lock it up.
Lost the game on a buzzer beater, three-pointer, 65-64. Bucknell gets the win.
I mean, it's basically what happened to Maryland against Duke 15 years ago, whenever
except
that
for it
was.
Wasn't a buzzer
Jay
beater.
Williams.
But, man, that's tough. And Colgate, I mean, Bucknell, I don't know if Bucknell's the best team in the Patriot, but they're certainly up at the top. They're 12-2 in the conference, so that would have been a huge upset.
Did you bet on the game?
I took Bucknell in a money line parlay and did not find out until this morning that they came back
they
and won.
They hooked you.
The game was actually on TV. You watched a
that's
little bit
a
of it.
Mega hook job.
But when I was watching it, Colgate was up by about 11. I said, game over.
Yep. It's done.
But Bucknell came back to win. And Reuben Foster, last but not least, Reuben Foster, he's a good guy.
That's your boy.
He's a great dude. He's a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, and he went to Alabama, just finished his rookie year, had a little marijuana issue earlier in the year, had a suspension, and also likes to apparently beat up his girlfriend.
Well, he also had an issue, remember, at the Combine. Right? Sent him home.
He got into a fight with
making him go pee or something.
Correct.
I can't remember what
it was.
What
is he alleged to do to his girlfriend here?
Just some sort of a domestic assault. Apparently, the story says he dragged her across the floor. So, who knows?
But he was trying to get her to leave, I guess, his apartment.
Yeah, league's looking into it. Niners looking into it. Probably facing another suspension.
But they're not going to release him or anything like that. What kind of year did he have for them last year? Productive.
He was pretty good. I think he either led them in tackles or he was second. He only played 10 games, but he had about 75 tackles.
That's pretty sick.
Oh, he can play. That's probably why they won't release him.
Right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming right back. Got to thank Pete Medhurst for delivering on the Girl Scouts cookies, which we ordered a while back.
Yes.
Cake's got five boxes over there.
I do. I have.
I'm messing around.
I'm stacking up my chips over here. I have two Thin Mints. I've got two packages of s'mores and tagalongs.
You know, I would only get Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are great. And especially if you put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. I'd order 10 boxes, but I'm trying not to. But I'll eat yours if you open them. And, by the way, I didn't know that they had s'mores now. That's a new bit. And Pete was telling me they added that last year.
Are the tagalongs What are the tagalongs? Is that peanut butter?
Peanut butter, yeah.
I've never even heard of the tagalong.
See, I'm not a selfish person. If people would like to enjoy some of these Thin Mints, you can crack that open. And
this is
them
dangerous,
around.
Though. This is literally like giving a crackhead crack.
You could crush the entire box.
I will eat the whole sleeve before 7:30. Easy.
Now, am I enabling you?
A little bit, but I can't. I have zero
self-control. Why don't you just take however many out and just give me the rest of the sleeve
back? That's like having one potato chip. Okay. That's like having one Dorito or one Cheeto. Pringle. I mean, these are so... This is why I don't get them. Because this sleeve is nothing.
Of course. Mm. And the Girl Scouts, obviously, they have hit the sweet spot with cookies. Because, look, Boy Scouts, they try to sell a lot of other items, like, I think... popcorn. I think during the winter, like right around Christmas, I walked right by a Boy Scout who wanted to sell me a wreath outside of like the CVS. I walked right past him. I gave him the Heisman. I said, no thanks.
I haven't seen Boy Scouts
in
years.
Something from a Girl Scout that was 5 feet away.
I saw a piece I watch a lot of times Sunday morning on CBS. I think it's just called Sunday Morning. They have different pieces. It could be about painters. It could be about Boy Scouts, for example. Yeah. The piece that I saw on the Boy Scouts was the Boy Scouts, I guess, have been struggling for years, and they're now allowing girls into Boy Scouts.
They've been doing that for a while, though, haven't they?
New to me.
I feel like they have.
And they're trying to modernize the Boy Scouts because whatever the heck they were doing in the 60s and 70s, which was popular, wasn't really doing very well in the 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s.
Look, I don't want to be like a jerk. I just don't understand the benefit of Boy Scouts. Like, put your kid in sports. That's what I would say. I don't understand. But I guess if your kid has zero interest in that, and there's no, it's
well,
the only way to be around
you can be more of an
people.
Outdoorsman. None of us are.
Yeah.
You learn a little bit more of camping, rock climbing,
some
those
are
sort
into
of things.
I have nothing in common with people that like that.
That is correct.
So if you like camping and rock climbing and all that stuff.
Mountain biking.
That's basically my brother.
That's like an
alien.
One
of my brothers is into camping.
Was he a Boy Scout?
He was not.
He just likes that stuff.
I had to turn down Pedro on the cookies because.
But otherwise, you'd do this.
Well, we just start crushing. Everyone in my neighborhood is a Girl Scout. Mm. So, I mean, that's all I do is buy Girl Scout cookies every spring.
So the Girl Scouts still.
So I had to turn down Pedro. I said, Pedro, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have too many delivered to me.
Kelsey never wanted to be one. Were your daughters Girl Scouts? Eric?
No.
Yours?
Zippy.
Yeah.
We don't do that stuff. We just we play sports. That's what we do.
Well, a lot play sports and still become a brownie. Isn't
I just
a brownie
don't
before
an,
you're
yeah,
a girl
yeah. I just don't have an appreciation for it. I'm ignorant. I'm a shallow person. I don't understand.
No, a lot of the Girl Scouts are also athletes. I'm not sure about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, I have relatives that made like Eagle Scout, and it's apparently some big-ass deal. So, you know.
It's a big accomplishment.
Right,
I think it's kind of embarrassing you're in high school and still in Boy Scouts, but I guess it's a big deal.
Well, I think if you're in high school and you've been doing it for a while, by then, you should have ascended to Eagle Scout.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
But apparently, it's a big deal. So, I don't know. I don't get it. Not my thing. But if it floats your boat, that's good. Right, Cakes?
Absolutely.
To each his own.
And I'll say this about Girl Scout cookies.
They make good cookies.
They make good cookies. Affordable. The boxes are like $4 or $5 a pop.
Right. Here.
It's not bad.
They're much better frozen. Here, just take them.
How many have you had?
I'm working on about 5 or 6 right now.
Yeah, I had to exercise a little discipline because I did buy 2 boxes and I just put it in my locker, my unlocked locker.
I mean, I don't know why you.
And I'll wait till Friday. I've got to weigh in on Thursday, Cakes.
Just don't
been a little sloppy since last week. I had to try and tighten up shop.
Stay away from this.
I tried to tighten up shop. It's almost impossible.
By the way, our parking dilemma for those of us that are still grasping here, Valdez got the old denial yesterday, the denial email.
Ooh.
The lot is officially full. Now, Drabby and I haven't gotten the denial email yet, but it could
What's
be coming.
More awkward?
Now, it either means we're still in the mix and Valdez was just too late, or it just means we just haven't gotten the email yet. I've checked my spam.
So was that a first come, first serve deal?
You would hope. It is.
Yeah.
Now, Valdez got screwed because he put it in like when the rest of us did, but he forgot to put the building that he was applying for. And so he had to resubmit it.
I put the building. There's this little box you have to check if you're a tenant of the building.
He didn't check that he was a tenant.
Right.
So they rejected him because he wasn't a tenant. And then when he realized, oh, poop. I was supposed to do that.
Yeah, so like
that put him in the back of the line.
Yeah, so like a day later, I emailed them and told them.
He was so bitter yesterday. I talked to him. He was walking his dog. Oh, my God. He was so salty. But I think he got hooked something. You want to talk about that or no?
Well, it's
not really that hooked, is it?
Well, I mean, it's hooked because it's cheaper.
It's a little cheaper, yeah.
But
I mean, you're still paying, but
you have to walk far, right? Or no?
It's like a block away. The owner of Scarlet Oak Restaurant, Anthony, since he's the owner, he's able to get spaces.
Right. Spots.
And so I said, look, if you just apply for a spot, I'll just direct deposit you money. And, and it's like around $200, and it's a lot closer and a lot cheaper than what Colonial Parking tried to put me in. Because they tried to have me pay $270 to park a 10-minute walk away where that Harris Teeter is.
That's so finished. That's not happening.
So I just hope it comes through. And if that doesn't come through, I'm just going to park on the street and I'll be out of here.
The parking disaster. I mean, let's pull back the curtain. The parking disaster ruined a lot of people's lives in this building.
It pretty much did.
It just did. The management of this company, of this building, handled it poorly. They just did. They should have let us know months in advance, not a week in advance. They are killing people about this.
Well,
killing us.
I will say about a year ago, I remember Chris foreshadowing this problem. And saying
we
that
knew
some
for a
people
while
should
it was
actually
inevitable.
Go
no,
to the
no,
lot
we do, but
you, back then. But
you still, we do, of course, we talk
but
about
nobody
it
wanted to go to the downstairs lot while that lot was still available for $100 a month less.
Yeah, but there still should have been emails sent out to the entire company going, look, it's coming. It's 2-3 months out. Here are some options. They should have helped us more. Quite frankly, they should have helped.
This is a rigmarole, Valdez, but if you wanted to save money, have you explored this option? Finding somebody who comes in the evenings. Could be over at 94.7 Fresh, somebody like Derek, or I don't know the shifts.
I heard guys are doing that. They're
and
chopping
then you
the
chop
parking.
It
well, that, so that that's you, a good idea.
Yeah, but so, if you have like a sticker, how do you chop a sticker?
Yeah.
That
you
know I mean? Don't
know. That part, yeah, that's difficult.
Now, plus, who wants to deal with that?
So
how
my
would
point
you possibly
is,
do that?
If you have the rigmarole, well, if somebody's working in the evenings, they're DJing
in the
evenings.
I get it, but then you have to exchange it somehow?
No, you don't need to exchange it. You just ask, say, look, I lost my sticker. Can I have a second sticker? And then you have two stickers. One spot.
The thing is, it'd be a little legwork early, but
then once you get it going, then you're fine.
If it's underneath us in the garage, a sticker won't work. I need an actual key fob. Because I'm here so early and the doors are down that I need to wave it for it to open up.
Look, I know this will ruin it by saying it on air, but I've considered just greasing the palms of some of the guys that are around here, some of the important people. That's the move. Just say, hey, someone, can you just let me park over by the dumpster? I'm out here at 10.
This wouldn't be
just let me park by the dumpster.
This wouldn't be an issue if, you know, I came in like a normal sales donk, like at 9:30.
Right. Because then you could take the public transportation or whatever.
That would be an option. Or I wouldn't mind parking at like the other lots that are around here, or like that lot that's by 7-Eleven. But I just don't want to walk. I don't want to walk 10 minutes at 4 a.m. in the middle of DC
and it's
to get to
cold.
Work. And when it's butt cold,
yeah, it's snowing and raining and Arctic. It's a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
It's a nightmare.
And a lot of the time, the garages aren't open that early. The earliest they open is 5:00.
I heard that lot over here that was potentially an option for us doesn't open until 6 around the wherever we are. I'm always confused.
No, it's back here, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that one doesn't open until 6.
Well, it's amazing how many construction workers are here.
It is.
What time they get here? They get here like 3? Well, I mean, they're always here early.
They're already starting to fill up the street parking.
Oh, they're
like,
crushing
it. Like I noticed
that.
This morning, they're starting to, you can tell, they're starting. Yeah. They're testing the waters.
They're crushing the street parking.
I think I found a street catty corner to the building that didn't have any cars yet that does have a parking box that is a possibility for us. But the only reason why that's even plausible for us is because we work basically part-time hours. If you're a full-time employee, you can't afford to do that. That's a joke.
Well, look, our guy Dave sent a text yesterday.
Yep.
Said we're good to go right now. Could go there
you
this morning. I told him to wait a couple days because I don't want to go with the rental car and mess with the valets, and they're like, who are you? And then I have a different car the next day. So I'm going to wait until I get my car back.
Yeah, well, you got 3 more days in this lot, then you're done.
Then it's officially going to be spotty attendance for some of the junks until we find
and parking. Then, yeah, just wait until all the construction equipment comes in. It's going to be fun to drive down here. It's going to be awesome.
Progress is good.
Yeah, it's great. I hate this city.
Fairfax was silly.
Oh, I love it.
Lanham was silly.
Love that, too.
I had no problems with those hoops.
The salad days of free parking. It seemed like so long ago.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? Remember, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, will join us at 8. Jay Beagle for the morning skate from the Washington Capitals at 8:40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.